I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And this week we ask the question, will a sex worker bring down the Trump administration? And I'm not talking here about Stormy Daniels, although I think she can do some harm, but evangelicals and his core supporters have already made it clear they don't care if their president cheated on his wife. And that's not surprising, because they also don't care whether he betrayed his country or not in order to win the election. They don't care that he is profiting off of being president and making decisions not in the interest of the country in order to line his pockets. They just don't care. They only care about two things. They care about his hatred of specific groups and the harm he will do to them, specifically Muslims and gay people, but, you know, if he's doing things that also harm women, they seem to be all on board with that as well. And most importantly among the harms that he does to women is restricting their access to abortion, because that does a great deal of harm, and they're all for that. As long as he adheres to that strict line, he's good. Now, it'll be interesting if it turns out that at some point in all of Trump's dalliances, he got somebody pregnant and force them to have an abortion. Be interesting to see how the evangelicals would react to that. And I can tell you, I'm not sure, because they don't seem to have any core belief or values that they apply to anyone but Democrats. If they're the people they support do it, it's okay. Now, that's not to say that the Stormy Daniels case is unimportant or uninteresting. It's, in fact, getting more and more interesting as we go. Now, while I've met Stormy Daniels a couple of times at events, I don't really know her. I don't know much about her personally. But, of course, my basic mantra is, you know, I believe the women when they make these kinds of claims. And it's kind of going to come to a head this Sunday on 60 Minutes, where she does her interview. And we don't know what's going to come out in that interview, but we've been promised a lot of interesting things. Now, Trump is suing her for $20 million. For breaking a confidentiality agreement for which she was paid $130,000, apparently for no reason. The confidentiality agreement, it's just a coincidence that they have a confidentiality agreement with her, but there's nothing that they need to conceal. It's all fine and good. Don't worry about it. Stop looking there. And Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, apparently paid $130,000 just because, and he didn't tell Trump about it, and Trump doesn't know anything. Well, that's a true statement. Trump doesn't know anything. But the problem for Cohen is that whichever way it turns out, he's facing potential disbarment. Because if he made a legal agreement without consulting his client, lawyers don't get to do that. And if he's lying about all of this, and the other stuff is true, he could be disbarred as well. He doesn't really have a lot of maneuvering. There's no ethical high ground for him to jump on. And there's another interesting twist in the story. And this involves both Stormy and former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Now, she has filed suit against the National Enquirer, well, their parent company anyway. And what the National Enquirer did for Trump is they would buy stories from people, exclusives, to the rights to a story that was about Trump that they wanted to hush up. So they'd buy the story, and they'd never pay for it, and never print it. Now that is a problem, because that looks like an in-kind campaign contribution that would be illegal. But that's not the biggest part of this. So Karen McDougal is suing to get out of her confidentiality agreement, because she says that she also had sex with Trump. So she's suing American Media, which is the parent company of the National Enquirer. And in her lawsuit, she says, AMI entered into the agreement with Ms. McDougal in coordination with Michael Cohen, an agent of the Trump campaign, and for the purpose of influencing the 2016 presidential election. So she claims that Cohen was involved with this as well. But she makes an even more damning accusation. This one's shocking. Hold on to your seats. In the lawsuit, she claims that her own attorney, Keith Davidson, colluded with Cohen and American Media. And here's where it gets even weirder. This same attorney was the same attorney that worked for Stormy Daniels when she initially negotiated her non-disclosure agreement. Not that there was any negotiation going on, because in both of these cases, what they signed, no attorney should ever suggest that they sign these things. McDougal allowed his client to sign a contract that she clearly did not understand and, according to this lawsuit, actually lied to her about what the contract meant. The contract looks like, if you're not a trained attorney, it's guaranteeing McDougal that her columns that she's going to write on health and fitness are going to be published, which they did not do. But the actual reading of it is that simply states that they have the right to publish, which means nothing. Now, this info comes from the Washington Post. And in that article, David Hoffman, who is a contract law specialist at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, he looked at the non-disclosure agreement and said, according to the Post, that when you read this contract, it's pretty clear that this isn't the first time they've had an agreement, which is why there's so many weird clauses in there about paternity and about videotape. I think there were other people for whom these were relevant questions. Well, according to Stormy Daniels' attorney, the very accomplished Michael Avenatti, there are at least six other women who came out to him that they had sexual relationships. And at least two of those women have claimed that they signed non-disclosure agreements. The big question is, how in the world did Keith Davidson, who has close ties to Trump, how did he wind up representing both the Stormy Daniels and McDougal? Keith Davidson is a California attorney who has had at least four charges of misconduct that he has admitted to, so we know he's pretty sleazy. But holy cow, if you think this whole thing was kind of coming to a head, it's actually only just beginning. And I think what it'll do is just, for those of us who think Trump is one of the most loathsome human beings on the planet, it just reaffirms what we think about him. Don't know that it's going to change the minds of any of his Trumpian supporters. But there is a sex worker that could endanger Trump in a very meaningful way. And I sort of fear for her life. She is a Belarusian escort named Anastasia Bashukovich. And I very much do believe that her life is in danger. She is currently sitting in a Thai prison on immigration charges. And she wants political asylum in the United States. In exchange for that, she says she has 16 hours of audio of Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. These recordings were made in 2016 and 2017. She claims that her secret audio recordings include alleged meetings in person and collusion with Americans and Russians about influencing the U.S. election and to ensure that Donald Trump won. Deripaska has close ties to Vladimir Putin, and Paul Manafort once worked for him, so if anybody knew much about what was going on with this, it would be him. Now, the last thing Shukovich wants is to be deported back to Russia, where good chances are she'll be murdered. And the things in Thailand that have them holding her in jail are very, very trivial. It should be no big deal to bring her to the United States and to listen to those recordings. And the FBI is definitely interested. But here's part of the problem. She's admitted she's a con woman. She uses deception and lying to get into people's good graces and to get money from them. She's kind of a con woman whore. And she kind of lays it out in her book, Who Wants to Seduce a Billionaire? But also in that book, she does admit that she recorded her clients, so to speak. She says that these recordings are in a safe place, but if anything bad happens to her, they will get out. And Deripaska is suing her in Russian court and would like her to come back to Russia. I don't think that would be a smart move on her part, because I don't think she'd survive very long. Now, how far are we on validating her claims? Well, it's a little difficult because the Thai government is not cooperating. They're not letting the FBI talk to her. I don't know whether her claims are true or not. But there are no red flags that say, oh, well, she's just a con artist and these are all lies. I mean, she did write her book that looks like a transparent of her relationship with Deripaska. Well, what we need to do is to get her into the custody of the FBI, however they have to go about doing that. If she's got the goods, give her asylum. If she turns that over, if not, you send her ass back to Russia. Seems like a win-win.